Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Merry Christmas.
Ho, 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 everyone, and welcome to Cultaholic Watch Alongmas. We are getting ready for Christmas by watching some appalling matches along with you. Who be we? I be Fake Geordie, radio presenter, hubba dubba 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 dubba, Tom Campbell. I am with my colleagues today from the Classic Reviews on the Cultaholic podcast feed. There to my left, and indeed everybody's left, from the SmackDown review, it's only flipping Matthew Greggles, Botchamania.
Hello. Sorry for laughing during Tom's speech like a professional, but he is funny.
You are the funnies. And to my right, and some people's right, look out, Eagles, it's your very own boy. It's Justin Henry from Off of America.
Eagles need all the help they can get.
They flipping well do. God bless them. And we are back once again to watch some awful wrestling. This match chosen by Matthew Gregg. Matthew, what are we watching today?
Well, Tom, for our audience, we've prepared a succulent feast of Shane Douglas, Billy Kidman, and Viagra.
Sounds delicious.
Talk Don't take through... all three orally.
Tell us the story of this match, Matthew.
Oh.
Everyone's part of it.
Well, see, some men suffer from the issues of erection failure. And WCW decided to treat this with all the respect it deserves by turning it into an angle, because Shane Douglas, despite being part of New Blood, already looked like a veteran and had a woman named Tori Wilson by his side. But Billy Kidman, with his kid cam, I believe they called it back in the day, filmed exclusive, not at all like that GTV thing from that other wrestling show, footage of Shane Douglas being unable to perform. But rather than that meaning like Kerry Von Erich in 83, it meant he couldn't get it up for Tori Wilson. So Shane Douglas, needing to get his pride back, because pride never died, challenged Billy Kidman to a Viagra on a pole match.
Bro.
We may have to, it's not a long match, so we may not have the time to explain all the subtlety of
it's not a long match.
On a pole. So maybe Justin Henry, what were your first memories of this atrocity?
I did not watch it when it happened, but I was aware of it because I tuned this company out by this time. Because if you watch this company for more than 4 hours in a row, you should consult a physician. It was, I just remember just how stupid it sounded, like Viagra on a pole. It's, you know, trying so hard to be edgy, and even my 16-year-old dumbass, who was an edgelord at times, thought, God, that is stupid. So when I thought it was stupid at that point, you know it was really stupid.
When Justin hated it, you know it's a bad one.
And I love ECW.
And you could be hating it along with us right now if you want to fire up the WWE Network. Now, there's two ways you can do this. You can go to WCW Monday Nitro, July 31st, 2000, and scrub to 1 hour and two. Or, we tried this and it works perfectly, just type in Kidman Viagra in the search bar. And it takes you there pretty quickly. I can't apologize enough for what people may find in your search history.
Now, for the Sammy's... Is it 102? Is it 102.50? Because I have 102.50.
Yeah, basically 102.49 or 102.50. So,
okay.
Scrub to 1 hour, 2 minutes, and 49 or 50 seconds in to WCW Monday Nitro from July 31st, 2000. I will give you a second to do that right now. Welcome back. Now, Justin Henry, are you ready?
I sure am.
Matthew, are you priapic?
I'm standing to attention.
Excellent. On go, we will begin the presentation. In 3, 2, 1, go.
And I it's already tremendous. The Titantron of Shane Douglas opens up with footage of him punching Flair, because of course it does.
I reckon he directed his own Titantron.
Absolutely. Should have just been that on a loop. Oh, good is the kid, Cam.
I wish this was real life Shivani calling it and not character Shivani, because I want to hear his candid thoughts on from the man who sells Blue Chew.
Oh, this is 20 years before Blue Chew. This would have been a great match. Jesus Christ! Ye oldie vial of Viagra.
Apparently they sold it next to the heroin at McCormick's Pharmacy in 1895.
Oh, good. Acme Viagra.
Best Roadrunner cartoon ever.
I was 11 at this point. I bet he knew what an erection was. Never mind Viagra. So, I mean, all right.
Hey, franchise, Viagra? I was like, well, yeah, that's the match. That's what's going on.
That's what happens. You just take a big pile of Viagra, then, you know, you have sex.
Yummy Viagra, nom nom nom. Mm.
Oh. I'm trying to see where this show is located, because now I'm curious. Apparently Cincinnati, okay, he just told me.
Because he's about to say, hey, Cincinnati, your football team isn't very good.
He's going to go Ohio. And then there's a traveling Japanese contingent going to go, Ohio.
There we go. A bit of William Kidman, Peter Gruner.
Willie Kidman.
I love how the screen behind the Tron looks like it's like a forest fire from a distance.
So this is a TV match, so it's not going to be massive. It's not going to be long, but it's going to be satisfying.
Oh. I wondered how long it's going to be. We got it.
Penis guy.
It is not the size of the match; it is the motion of the action.
Exactly. It's what you do with it that counts, in the time that you've got.
Shame, because I guarantee Mark Patton's saying all these lines on commentary.
Hey, I'm shooting. Of words to that effect. I'm going to say some insider terms.
Well, you know they're not shooting, because
By the way, you notice it's 2000, the Hulk Hogan looked like in the crowd wearing an ICP hockey jersey.
Oh, my God. That is so very 2000.
Whoop, whoop, brother.
Who's going dick hunting? We's going dick hunting.
Sorry. Listen. He went to watch The Great Malenko, but he's on the other channel.
He's there watching, going, wow. That's the only drug you can't get at Gathering the Juggalos.
What do you think Shane Douglas makes of his run in WCW?
Oh, I don't know, but I would love to hear it because I'm pretty sure he's going to make up everything. The most creative BSer in the history of wrestling, Shane Douglas. And at that time, it was like, me and Ray's had this discussion in a darkened room about, what do you think of Kevin Nash? Oh, I think Kevin Nash sucks. Oh, yeah? And then they lit them candles. Then Kevin Nash appeared from the darkness.
Ooh.
He was chatting
I'll give you a stiff neck.
He was chatting to Scott Hall, who was dressed as Kevin Nash. He's like, hey, what do you think of Scott Hall?
I love how the referee was in the situation of the match. It is the bald guy with a shiny head.
Yeah, that's very deliberate. Falcon Arrow. Oh.
And his name is Slick Johnson, so.
Oh, for God's sake. Remember how bad that referee was. Was that referee supposed to be seen and not heard? And Slick Johnson might as well have a shirt saying, look at me.
And he would wear like gym shorts or something because he felt like it.
But we remember him.
That's right.
Whether you want to or not.
Do you mind speaking for the audience there?
So far, a serviceable TV match.
Yeah, Shane's got his working boots on. He's new blood. It's just not in the right part of the body. Oh, I forgot about the franchiser.
I hated that move. The jumping double kneel.
Yeah, it went, no, you can't have a belly to belly. It's too lame a finish. Oh, all right. How about a chin breaker? Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Who do you think had one of the worst finishes in at this point in wrestling in 2000? Would it have been the franchiser?
It had to have been. It almost had to have been. Worst one. Not sure what even qualifies.
I'm trying to think of other finishes.
The Fisherman's Buster, which is the setup move.
I mean, that's
for the franchise.
That's a better finish.
It's like the spear for Goldberg setting up the magic wedgie.
Yeah. All right, up we go. Oh.
So why is Kidman fighting for the Viagra just so Shane can't have it?
Yeah, I guess it's like, no, you know how hard it is to get that stuff for a prescription.
Maybe Kidman's having problems, so like, but he's a bit shy about it.
Maybe.
No, he wants it. It's not because you want it. It's because you need it. Or
this is the worst Ico Pro advert ever.
Have you ever taken any Blue Chew?
I haven't. No, have you?
You know, Tom.
Yeah, I took. Yeah, all right. All right, our good friends. I hate StevenSinger.com. Oh,
hi, I'm Jim Ross,
Kidman,
the boy.
Kidman, at last, you've got the pills.
Hey! Oh, yeah, but wait.
Hang on. Screw job finish coming.
God!
He exploded at the first touch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Wait, does he have to use it on his opponent? And then... Oh, wait, never mind.
I don't think that meant to happen, did it?
They put the screw job finish in a match where you have to acquire dick pills.
The winner of an empty bottle. Also, the bottle of Viagra. Jay Douglas. He just dropped.
Oh, my God. That's quite sad. Everything about that is really sad. He's like, Shane's got problems downstairs. He has to fight for the tablets that he can't just go and buy. And then he breaks them. And he can't use them. So he holds up the broken glass.
Not only have I disgraced my legacy by this match, they're all bloody on the floor, covered in hep.
You know, guys, I bet those aren't even real Viagras.
Oh, what? They're Tums by the looks of them.
Are they going to have Billy Kidman like accidentally get his mouth filled with them, and then he pops up like Popeye? It cuts in his shorts. It shows like a powerhouse from the 1930s or something. It makes his comeback.
He makes his comeback. They do look like Tums.
Can like eat 7 pills by accident?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, there you go. We have to stop there because, I mean, this Major Guns will resolve some people's issues in that department. So that calls to a time our watch along for today. That was short but deeply satisfying, lads. Thank you very much indeed.
Hey, no pills needed here, am I right, lads?
We'll be back tomorrow.
Some would be nice.
We're back tomorrow for another one. Until then, he is at JRH Writing. He is at Matthew Gregg. I am at Tom Campbell on Twitter. Together, we are at Cultaholic on Twitter. Don't forget to join us. Knob gags. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.